Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
We usually talk to Mr. Fix-It here on Fridays, but we've got Lou activated this morning at 10 before 7 to answer some questions. And many people are wondering how to clean your iPhone, your smartphone properly these days. What do you suggest, Lou?
You know, one of the things that I learned a few years ago over this, there was a device that came out that I featured on the radio show called Phone Soap. And it's this UV light sort of clamshell device that you place your phone in and you close it, and the UV light kills all the bacteria that's on the phone. But what I learned, what they told me then is, you know, the mistake that everybody makes is you have to take the case off. So as we're handling these phones, I'm not advocating that you go buy this phone soap, although it does work. But if you take a damp rag with, say you've got some Lysol spray, if you're fortunate enough to still have some of that, or any kind of cleaner. You know, I think we have to be very careful now, Bob, with the whole antibacterial. Like, that seems to be everybody's big focus. And what a lot of people probably don't remember is this was sort of invented by the manufacturers back in the mid-90s. And there's always been a big debate of whether or not those words on soap and whatnot really make a huge difference. And in particular, when we're talking about a virus, because it was more, it's sort of like, you know, in my world, the whole paint and primer in one, you know, that big marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. When that first came out, it was just a marketing campaign. And then finally they caught up and started making stuff that really made a difference. It is true that antibacterials do have more cleaning prowess than regular soap. But take a damp rag, take the case off of your phone. Damp, not wet. Most of our cell phones now, modern day, the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, they're all waterproof. But we don't want to get them soaking wet. And just wipe them down and then let them dry before you pick them right back up. Keep in mind, you've got germs on your hands, and obviously we're washing our hands a lot more. But this is true for doorknobs and faucet handles and the cabinet handles. I think that from a standpoint of trying to limit the exposure, we need to be wiping down surfaces in our home a couple, three times a day. In particular, if we've got a family full of kids, you know, with they're already, you know, bouncing around full of germs anyway, that's just going to help to get in the habit. And I've given the advice now because a lot of these products are in short supply. If you have some bleach, still quarter cup in a bucket, with a gallon of water and a good damp rag, and get it damp and just wipe stuff down. This is true for your keyboard on your computer, you know, the radio equipment that's sitting in front of you, all that stuff. Just damp rag, not super wet. Allow it to dry before you touch it.
And as far as the phone is concerned, so don't use a spray cleaner or any heavy-duty product. You want to use a gentle wipe that has, what, like 70% alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, or yeah, if you have. But the thing is, even those wipes that you pull out of the container, like the, you know, the Lysol or Clorox wipes, those are a little too damp. They're a little too wet, and I'm worried about if you have a phone that's not waterproof, that you're exposing it to that, and you need to take the case off. And then one quick comment, Bob. I've mentioned, people know this, my wife and I own a couple hardware stores, and most small businesses now, I mean, the restaurants now are getting whacked. You know, we're trying to keep up with the demand as well. I want people to know that the hoarding that's going on right now, the supply chain, what's coming to stores, whether it's a small store or a big box store, it's there, and we will all be in supply. This stuff's not going to go away, and so please be mindful when you go to these stores. I mean, most stores are putting limits on there so they can help other people in the community of this. You know, now it's shifting from, you know, looking for all this antibacterial to empty spray bottles so people can make their own stuff and, you know, power strips because so many people are working from home now and there's not enough outlets. But there is stuff coming. It is not the, it's all serious. I get it. We're going to hunker down, but take what you need. Come back in a few days, it'll be there again, and help out your neighbor.
You have any good suggestions for folks who do want to go to their gym and want to be safe?
Don't. I mean, I'm not. I'm following the recommendations of folks. I'm just nervous about, there's just too much, you know, moisture at a gym. I mean, you can wipe all this stuff down. I suppose, you know, if there's no one there and you're going to get on a machine and wipe it all down, same thing. Bring that, you know, take that rag that I told you about with the bleach and the water, wring it out, put it in a Ziploc bag and bring it with you. And then once you wipe everything down, maybe bring two, one for you to wipe off when you get there and then the other one to wipe off when you leave. Put it back in a Ziploc bag, take it home and then wash it.
Now, you know what I did? I have some regular wipes, not disinfectant and not wet at all, but I just have a lot of those. And I have a small plastic bottle of rubbing alcohol. I think that's like 91% alcohol. And I have it in the car. And like this morning before I got out of the car, I just put some of that alcohol on the cloth, folded it up, and I used that to open the door and press the elevator button and so forth. And then, of course, because I'm doing a show here on WGN, I drank the rest of it just to be ready.
Well,
I know. I'm just kidding. Don't be drinking that
stuff.
What
people don't know is that's why you look so young and you sound so good. Yeah, that's been your secret since the 60s.
I'm preserved in alcohol. Lou Manfredini, he's Mr. Fix-It, House Smarts Radio here Saturday mornings on WGN. And then we get him from time to time on the radio here in all of our day parts because we need you, Lou.
Anytime.
All right. You stay well and healthy and safe, my friend. Okay, appreciate it as always.